Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Spriggan the line.
Spriggan the line.
Spriggan the line.
Spriggan the line.
Drip, drip, drip.
See what we got here, boys. Spriggan line brought to you by the Piss Dipper and the Pickle Sniffer. Both names sound more trustworthy than Brandon Sprague.
Agreed.
Spring line brought to you by Shaden Sharpe's 3-point percentage, still higher than Sprague's winning percentage.
You wouldn't want to put a Piss Dipper on a t-shirt, but I did think a funny t-shirt to sell in the merch locker would be making you with a fat dip, obviously, in also a
at
urinal.
A urinal. Yeah,
just that's it on the t-shirt.
The urinal plus of my head.
No, just you.
Just me in the urinal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We actually did, speaking of pickles. Did you guys ever do the, like, my wife bought a pickle ornament?
Oh, yeah, we hide the pickle.
Hide the pickle? That's a thing? That's a normal thing?
Everybody, okay. Yeah.
Well, I was not aware of the find the pickle, and she came home with a big pickle, and I was like,
well,
what are we doing here? What are you trying to say to me, huh? I don't got two Coke cans?
Not Matt Khalil. Play this game this year. I don't know if you're planning to anyway. Teddy's really young.
Yeah.
Start trying to introduce him into find the pickle ornament, and then you give him some little bit of reward.
Yes.
We play that game with my daughters and have for quite some time. It's a fun game.
Fun game.
It gets
I'm
harder.
A big fan of the pickles.
Yeah. I mean, once
I love pickles.
Once they get older, you really got to hide it.
Yeah, you got to be creative.
I've gotten really good at hiding.
Now, do you only do it on the tree or do you do it all over the house?
No, it's just an ornament.
Okay.
It's a tree.
Better than elf on a shelf? Don't do it.
Okay. Dude, one of my biggest advices as a parent, don't do it even for 1 year.
It will not
be just 1 year. Don't let your wife win that argument.
Okay. Stand strong. Spriggan Line brought to you by stubbing your toe in the kitchen in the dark. Still less painful than a Sprague pick. Spriggan Line brought to you by 105.1 The Fan, making our morning drives delightful with our sunrise guys. Just kidding. Sprague's betting advice makes me want to drive into oncoming traffic. Wow. Spriggan Line brought to you by the two best words in sports, the Timbers.
Damn straight. Well, Timbers done. Playoffs.
Spriggan Line brought to you by Little Johnson. As we all know, it's not about the size of the bet, it's about how you place it. Amen, brother.
Yeah, you and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Let's get one more in here. Spriggan Line brought to you by World Series Game 7. So I got no interest in following it, just like I have no interest in following Sprague's betting advice. Here's how we did last week. 0-3 for me.
Ooh, bad weekend for the show.
Swag went 1-2. You hit on the Rams, big wood. You missed on the Chargers and the Lions, big wood. Mm. And Chargers looked like they had a chance to cover there for a while.
Chargers I'm mad at. The Lions I missed. Lions played
bad. Yeah,
Chargers,
we all took the Lions and whiffed. Sprague, you also missed on the Chargers. You hit on the Seahawks -3 against the Commies. So 1-2 for each of you. Season standing. Sprague now below 500 at 13-14. And you and I, Swagger, are now dead square at 11-16. So, you know, things are going great. Sprague, the T-Box is yours.
He had a weekend where he didn't submit picks. Does that make you feel good?
No. No, it doesn't.
We're so terrible
at this. I'll go find my pickle.
I'm going to start with a home favorite. They have not.
Look how little confidence there is in the boys. How little enthusiasm.
I don't know.
I'm going to start
Where am I going to throw my money away this
home
week?
Home favorite.
What the hell?
How does this bet lose? Go ahead. Please tell us. What home favorite do you like?
My problem is the last couple weeks, I actually like seven things, and I'm not choosing the right seven.
I know.
I'm going to go Seahawks at home. What the hell? -6.5, a sub a touchdown. Look, Arizona's a little dangerous with Brissett. I get it. I think a big thing for them is we'll see what Shaheed is going to be introduced into this situation. I love their defensive line against a less mobile quarterback in Jacoby Brissett.
I know Arizona's played them tough over the years. You can point to a handful of games, including this year in the desert, where they came back and it took a field goal. I think a big thing for the Seahawks team is we need to put together multiple convincing wins at home. It's a big deal. You might host a playoff game. You need home field advantage. I think they're going to get it this week. Arizona Cardinal fans do not exist.
Nope.
Seattle is absolutely all in on this football team. They're off to a great start. I think they're going to get a home crowd. I think it's going to be back to the 12th man. I like the Seahawks running away with this one. I'll take Seahawks -6.5.
Okay, swag first pick.
The Lions can't play that bad 2 weeks in a row if Dan Campbell is in charge. The Commanders already don't have Daniels. They don't have three of their top four receivers. We saw what the Seahawks carved them up on Sunday night, and the Lions have a better rushing attack than the Seahawks do. I will lay the 7.5 for Detroit on the road at the Commanders.
I'll go ahead and get out of the way of my first pick. It's the same thing. The only thing I'll add, because everything is spot on, the Lions since 2022, so I think that was the year Campbell took over, if I'm not mistaken. They are a perfect 12-0 straight up and against the spread following a loss. They are 12-0. They always bounce back. Dan Campbell's, I don't believe, ever lost back-to-back games. At least he hasn't in the last couple of years. They've been very good in this spot. The Commies are dead. I love the Lions also -7.5.
I am going to go to... I hate betting Monday Night Football because then I got to wait till Monday.
Wait until Monday sucks. Especially if you lose, like Cowboys, yeah, Cardinals
after
over.
You've been waiting all day for Sunday night.
That's a good point.
All right.
God, I'm almost pivoting out of this because I don't want to wait. I like getting
Sunday
it done over the weekend.
Kicking into high gear. The stars are all out. All right, go ahead. Make it
finish it.
No, we're running late. We got to go. Hurry up.
Packers -2.5. Bounce back spot. I like it. It's at Lambeau. Close Ooh. Game. Sub field goal. I'll take the Packers -2.5.
Going against the Eagles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, swag pick two.
It doesn't matter that it's the Carolina Panthers. I will continue to fade the Saints.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They
no.
stink.
Dude.
They're you have the same horrible.
Pick, yeah. I thought you didn't believe in them, though. You told me they're not good.
Less
I don't.
Than a
they're
touchdown?
Not good. The Saints are the worst team in the history of football. Aren't they going to be?
What Panthers -5.5.
What would the Panthers be?
6-3 if they won the game.
Dude, 6-3 is like, at some point, you have to just say.
No, I don't.
You
no,
don't trust
and,
them?
No, I don't.
6-4? I thought they
six
were 5.
6-4? Are they 5-4?
Let me look.
They suck. I mean, the Panthers suck. It's okay. You can be above 500 and suck. That can happen.
But
last time they played a real team, they lost 30-0. You
know
who's not a real
team?
5-4. 5-4. You know who's not a real team? The Saints. I
the
hate
Saints
this.
Aren't a real team.
So
this is fading the Saints. They're horrible.
We don't communicate any of this. I already wrote down my picks. So I'm just going to give that pick. That was my third pick, so I'll give that one now. If you pick my last game.
That's going to be the funniest result at the same record.
Is it a favorite? Is your third game a favorite?
Yeah, a big favorite.
Okay, good. Then it's not me then.
Big favorite.
A big wood, huh? You like a big wood? All right, my second pick, same reason. Saints are terrible. They're Panthers are decent at home unless they play a real team and the Bills shut them out and kill them. That's not the Saints. The Saints are terrible. Tyler Shuck sucks. I like the Panthers -5.5.
Who's your other big favorite?
Got to wait and find out. Your last pick's up, buddy.
Yeah, I'll take the over 49.5 Rams-Niners.
Rams? Ooh, okay.
Rams. Yeah, I think we got a little scoring here.
Over 49.5. Got it, swag. Last pick.
The Bills are on the road at Miami laying 9.5. The Dolphins have pretty much mailed it in. They traded their best pass rusher. I don't know. I think Buffalo's going to go down there in one enjoying to get to some decent warm weather. Might be raining. Who knows?
You love the Big Wood this year, don't
you? I do love the Big Wood this year. Bills need to keep up. They have a chance because the Patriots are going to be in a dogfight just up the road in Tampa. So the Bills can pick up a game and not let the Patriots get too far out in front of them, still in a fight for the top of the division.
Drip, drip, drip. Like that Big Wood. I'm going to go with a medium-sized wood for my last pick. An average wood, as many people would say.
Are we going literally all? Not a single dog was picked in this segment.
No, I'm not doing any dogs.
That is a recipe for disaster.
I mean, I'm 11 and 16, so fade anything I'm doing right now. I'm terrible at this. Last pick for me, and I'm just going to continue the bit from the show. The quarterback sucks. The quarterback sucks, and the other team's figured it out, and he's back. I don't care that it's on the road. I don't care about Brian Flores. Why don't you go Hayes to a little bit more, okay? Lamar Jackson's going to rip you apart. The Ravens have an extended break here because they played on Thursday night.
Over a field goal.
And now they're back. It's over a field goal. I don't care. J.J. McCarthy's going to go throw three picks and throw for 116 yards, and the Ravens will win the game by more than a touchdown. Give me Ravens minus 4.5 on the road in Baltimore.
I don't know what's going to happen this weekend in sports. I'm going to really need you after the show to pull that specific part and save it for a potential Monday open. I need that like I need oxygen.
J.J. McCarthy taking a steaming dump down his leg, pretending to be an alter ego that doesn't exist to throw for 117 yards and a touchdown. Remember when he beat Penn State and they literally didn't attempt to pass the entire second half?
Can we make an agreement here as a show?
Yeah.
If the winner of this dumb segment is below 500, but they're the winner by record.
We all lose.
There is no loser.
We're all losers. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do the thing the NFL should do and not give home field advantage.
Exactly.
Is that what you're telling me?
We're going to go to the draft. We're going to have to get Ken Barkley back.
No playoffs. We're going to the draft. We'll find somebody else. Yeah. All right, here we go. I'm on Ravens minus 4.5, Lions minus 7.5, and Panthers minus 5.5. Fade all
Ravens
of it.
Ravens is 3.5, by the way, on DraftKings.
Is that what it is on DraftKings right now?
Yeah.
When I looked earlier in the show and I wrote it down, it's 4.5.
It is 3.5.
Dude, hell yeah, brother. Give me the extra point. I'll take it. Sprager likes Seahawks minus 6.5. The Packers 2.5 on Monday night, minus 2.5 against the Eagles and the Rams 49ers. Over 49.5 Sunday afternoon. Swag likes the Lions also minus 7.5. The Panthers also minus 5.5. And the Bills minus 9.5 against the Dolphins. Sprague in line. Hold on, let me scroll. Give me a second. Brought to you by, I already read that one. Sprague in line brought to you by Sprague. The Denver Broncos are betting. He starts off great. Then it's time to punt or S the bed. Spring and Line brought to you by Iowa Football. Just like watching a team gain 100 total yards of offense and punting 14 times, following a Sprague pick will also make you want to bang your head against a wall. Spring and Line brought to you by Pepto-Bismol, giving you the Game 7 extra inning back-to-back World Series champion relief. You only get once every 25 years, making it feel like an ordinary Monday. And Spring and Line brought to you by Three Mountains Home Services, because when Sprague picks go cold, you can count on him to blow some hot air. Yeah, look at that, tying in an actual
damn
sponsor.
Right,
well
can.
Done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.